Now, in the darker sides, in the way we all seek freedom, they become more violent, more aggressive. That's why I call them darker. They're certainly not worse. They're simply where a real root of energy lies. So some ways of seeking freedom that we can consider toward the darker side of the spectrum is through killing or war. Again, most wars are fought in the name of freedom, and they're fought by literally making a killing. So when we approach war, it is often the masculine desire to be free, politically free, free for religious expression. You might want to expand the boundaries of your country and so have greater freedom within your country, or freedom of speech, or freedom for women to vote. So most of politics, and war in particular, is about desiring more freedom. But so are things like martial arts or the capacity to fight. When confronted by constraints, the masculine could become very trapped. For instance, a man who comes home from work, he's been working all day, he might be exhausted. And here comes the dog rubbing on his leg, and here comes his four children asking for attention, and his wife walks in with a stack of bills and says, "Honey, we have to pay these bills. They've been collecting for weeks." And then the phone rings, and it's a friend of his who's complaining about something he did. And this man just feels trapped, constrained by the responsibilities of life. And that constraint builds up in him, and he may get angry and kick the dog and strike out, or maybe even hit his children or his wife or punch a hole in the wall. So that's an example toward the darker side of the spectrum of the masculine seeking freedom from the simple responsibilities of life and striking outward. In this case, you're striking out and trying to be free of the demands put on you by your dog, by your children, by your partner. Now, martial arts are a way of using those same energies of fighting, the ability to combat yourself towards freedom, for the sake of love. So even the darker aspects of the masculine scale of seeking freedom can be converted as expressions of love. So when war is only fought for love, that becomes martial arts. When an abusive man is able to take that energy of his desire to break out of constraints into freedom and use it constructively, then he becomes somebody who can ravish his partner in love rather than attack her because he's angry. He becomes somebody who could make very clear demands from his true heart authority of his children, of his coworkers, of his dog even, from a place of love, but strongly and with clarity. So it's important that we enter the dark side of our desire to seek freedom from a place of love, of openness. Our motive must be one of liberating light. So, for instance, again, at the darker side of the desire to seek freedom of the masculine is the rapist. Here's a man who feels so constrained, the only way he could feel freedom is by overpowering a victim. If that desire to overpower a victim to feel free is connected to the deep heart, then he would look into his partner's eyes, and he would feel her deep heart from his. He would feel how her deep heart is yearning to be known, yearning, in fact, to be taken, occasionally yearning to be ravished. And so the impulse, when it's dissociated from the heart, that would possibly become rape, or perhaps rape fantasy, when united with the heart desire to open one to freedom, to love, to bliss, becomes ravishment. The rapist impulse becomes the impulse to gift love through ravishment. It involves that dark energy. It could still be pretty rough and tumble, pinning someone's arms down, holding them below you, really taking her. But you're feeling deep into her heart because your heart is so wide open. You feel her soul looking through into her eyes. Every nuance of her breath you feel and are breathing with her. Her toes curl and your toes feel it. Your entire body, cell to cell, is with her merging in deep love. And you are ravishing her, overpowering her with your love. So the darker side of the desire to seek freedom involves things like war, which can be converted to martial arts, and abuse, which can be converted to authentic heart command, and that desire to rape or ravish, the need to help open the heart, specifically to be with the woman you love, remove all of her tension, pin down her resistance, and enter her heart with your deepest love, your deepest motive. Now, because our culture has not learned to embrace the darker aspects of our seeking freedom with love, we often simply disconnect from our darker aspects. So the desire to really take a woman becomes sublimated and even suppressed and begins to fester underneath. It begins to build up in psychological terms into a demonic force or a pathological force, often below your consciousness. So when you're watching TV and you see somebody being abused on TV, or you're listening to the news about a serial murderer or a serial rapist or somebody who's been severely tortured, there's a kind of fascination because the pathological or demonic energies within us that have not been connected to love are winding around, wanting to take a woman in this case. And so you see that on TV, you see it in movies, violence towards women, you see it in the news. And what happens is because we're unable to unite our love with our darker desires internally, we must face them externally. So we externalize our desire to ravish and we watch it on TV or in movies or in our gossip of one another. So we tend to externalize and necessitate our entertainment to give us the uniting with our own dark side that would be much better united in our own body and heart